Welcome to the Drill Down Earnings. We've got third quarter results from Oracle. And an interesting quarter. This is the business story behind One Stock on the Move. I'm Corey Johnson, the chief market strategist for Futurum Group. Wall Street just likes a beat or a miss. They don't really know what this company does, so they just say beat or miss as if that tells us something. Well, it was a miss, but the stock was up. It doesn't tell us anything. We want the business story behind this stock on the move. And when we dig into the actual numbers, before we do that, this is important. I'm hopelessly biased in this one. I don't just like the people at Oracle. I own the stock. I've owned it for a little while. When it goes up, I'm happier. When it goes down, I'm sadder. I don't make stock recommendations. I'm certainly not recommending the stock. But I want you to question everything you hear from me. In fact, I want you to question everything you hear from anyone. If your mother tells you she loves you, you better check it out. But to the Oracle numbers. Okay, the company reporting $13.28 billion in the quarter. That's up 7% from the last year. Net income profits for the rest of us, $2.4 billion. That's up 27% on a year-over-year basis. So really strong growth in terms of profitability here. But if you dig a little bit deeper beyond those headline numbers, the thing that got Wall Street so excited was the RPO, the report remaining performance obligations. Those are contracted business that they haven't delivered yet. They haven't even collected on yet. That number went through the roof, growing at 22% in this quarter, really recognizing the truth behind what they've been saying for a while, which is that AI is going to reignite their growth. And so we saw that 7.3% increase in revenues. But when the RPO number was with it, saying there's a lot more to come, Wall Street got excited. That's probably why the stock went up a lot. And indeed, when you look at the numbers, what the chart did, right afterwards, stock went parabolic, up about 14% now in after-hours trading. For the year, the stock's about 58%. So if you've held the stock for a long time, you're happier. Like I said, I'm happier too. But Larry Ellison, the CTO and founder and chairman of Oracle, had some really interesting comments about how their approach to providing data in the cloud in the world of AI has this convergence of companies wanting to use lots of different instances in the cloud across all kinds of providers to do everything that they want, including AI. Here's Larry Ellison.
We think the world, the era of walled gardens is coming to an end, where it used to be, okay, I'm going to move all my stuff to AWS, or I'm going to move all my stuff to Azure. What customers really want is the ability to use multiple clouds and for those multiple clouds to talk to one another. And I think, I mean, in the era of the internet and now cloud computing, it is really called cloud computing. It's not called a bunch of separate clouds. So we expect multi-cloud to become the norm and Oracle to be available everywhere. We think that will preserve our franchise in database, where we've been the number one database in the IT ecosystem for a very long time. We think that's going to preserve that franchise and expand it, because the Autonomous Database is a unique piece of technology, and there's nothing like it in the world, and maybe the most interesting thing, no one else is working on anything like that. No one else is even trying to duplicate the Autonomous Database. So we think it will become a very successful product in every cloud.
All right, so what does this mean, the big drill down earnings takeaway? And one number that tells us a whole lot? I'll have that number right after this.
The Drill Down is brought to you by Futurum Group, where analysts, researchers, advisors, content creators, and marketing experts help business leaders anticipate and understand shifts in their industries and build strategies to leverage disruptive innovation. With deep analysis, Futurum Group's extensive industry experience delivers reliable research and data, thought leadership, and actionable advice to help you with your strategy and go-to-market efforts. Futurum Group.
Here's your big drill-down earnings takeaway on the latest quarterly results, third quarter results from Oracle Corporation, a stock that I own. I'm totally biased, don't believe anything I say. But here's some numbers. $13.28 billion in revenues, up 7% from the previous year. Net income up to $2.4 billion, the 27% increase. Oh my goodness, what a profitable quarter for this company. And I promise you to bite, one number that tells us a whole lot. So we talked about the RPO number and how RPOs grew so much, that's remaining performance obligations. As a percentage of revenues, so how much money are they going to earn going forward compared to what they just earned in the last quarter? That's the RPOs as a percentage of revenues. That number is now, and here's your bite, 602% of quarterly revenues. So a fantastic revenue number coupled with an even more fantastic RPO number suggests good things for Oracle going forward. I'm not saying buy the stock, that's up to you, but a really interesting quarter from this interesting company. Thanks for listening to Drill Down Earnings. I'm Corey Johnson. Check us out on all the socials, Instagram, TikTok, as long as TikTok's still around, YouTube, of course, and at Corey TV on X. Drill Down, part of 6-5 Media.